So a group of employees from the city, as well as Gary Public Transportation, a number of nonprofits, Edgewater, got together to determine what is the best way to service, to provide safe places during the cold weather. As you probably know, our really first big test is this weekend, or this week rather, just in time for Christmas, where we'll have rain on Wednesday and then frigid temperatures Thursday and Friday. So we want to provide, we need to provide a place for people to get out of the cold for a few hours and be able to be safe. The challenge this year, as everybody knows, is, of course, COVID-19. So along with giving people a safe and warm place, we also need to provide a place that's as free as possible of the COVID-19 virus. So anybody can use these warming centers. They'll have to agree to a COVID test on site. And if the test result is negative, then they'll be able to come inside to be assigned a spot. They'll have to fill out some paperwork, but they'll come inside and find a spot, including a bag with some essentials, some hygiene, and some other essentials. Unfortunately, there's no way to really accommodate anybody that tests positive, except that they'll be offered a ride to a quarantine site that I believe is in Valparaiso. It's at the old Country Inn and Suites, I believe it is. But that's in Valparaiso. They can choose not to do that. This is all really quite a matter of choice. So they can choose not to go to the quarantine site if they test positive. And there are more details coming out about that site. But the whole idea here is Mayor Prince really charged us with finding a way to provide safe, warm places once the temperature drops below 32 degrees. So once the air temperature drops below 32 degrees, these warming centers are activated. And there's a procedure that occurs. So anybody who needs the warming center or needs transportation, needs to know where the warming center is, can dial 219-660-0000. That's the non-emergency phone number for the Gary Police Department. Again, 219-660-0000. They'll be able to speak to a dispatcher. And if they need transportation to the warming center, the dispatcher will provide information on the nearest route, pickup times, etc., and those people will be able to get a ride to the warming centers.
Are these warming centers highly utilized by Gary residents?
It, of course, depends on the weather. So when the lower the temperature or the more inclement weather you have, the more likely they are to be used. We've, in fact, already had them used several times when the temperature dropped below 32 degrees since we opened them. We had a sort of a soft opening last week, but certainly we're stepping up and seeing more people come as the weather changes.
Is it that they don't have heat in their homes, or they can't afford the power bill that would come with turning up the heat, or they just don't have homes, or is it a combination of all things? I'm asking, like, why do they need the warming centers? What makes them need it?
I think if you look across the country, there are a variety of situations where people would need a warming center. Maybe they're out and about and they have no way of getting home, or it's become dangerously cold. They can stop into a warming center if they're nearby. But I think there are a lot of people are having economic difficulties, and perhaps they are not able to warm their places. Maybe they don't have, like you asked, they might not even have a place to stay. I don't know what each individual reason is, but as you can imagine, there are many reasons to use a warming shelter. Whatever their reason is, not for us to keep them away. We're going to welcome them as long as they're able to test negative on the COVID test.
Can you tell me the location of the warming centers? Do you know where they are? A couple of addresses, perhaps?
There's a list of 5 warming shelters. I don't have them with me, but I know that, for example, the Calumet Township Multipurpose Center on 41st is one of them. Brothers Keeper for Men. And in fact, if you give me a moment here and I can pull it up.
Thank you.
Give me a moment. And one of them, for example, opens at 7 p.m. and will close at 5 a.m. So there's one of them that's overnight, and the rest are as needed. So if there's a need, then those shelters are activated to accommodate residents.
So basically, is there just a website that I can plug? Like, go to the website if you want information?
You can direct people to gary.gov. Gary.gov is the City of Gary's website. The information will be posted there as well as the video. There's also the Reimagine Gary Facebook page. That information will be provided there. And if you live in Gary and you have public access TV, this PSA and more information will begin to run on a regular basis on those channels.